Happy Friday to everybody. Good morning. Thy mercy, Lord, extends to heaven, thy faithfulness the skies. Thy justice is like mounts of God, thy judgments depths defy. Lord, thou preservest man and beast, how precious, God, thy grace. Beneath the shadow of thy wings, men's sons their trust shall place. They with the bounty of thy house shall be well satisfied. From rivers full of thy delights thou dost their drink provide. Because the fountain filled with life is only found with thee, and in that purest light divine we clearly light shall see. Two men that love thee evermore thy loving kindness show, and still on men of upright heart thy righteousness bestow. Let not the foot of pride crush me, nor wicked hands detain. Their evil doers fall, thrust down, they cannot rise again. Well, O Lord, I will exalt you, for you have lifted me. My foes you have not allowed not to glory over me. O Lord, my God, I pleaded that you might heal and save. Lord, you from death have ransomed and kept me from the grave. His saints so praise Jehovah and thank his holy name. His anger lasts a moment, his grace a whole lifetime. For sorrow like a pilgrim may tarry all the night, but then a shout of joy comes when comes the morning light. In prosperous days I boasted, unmoved I shall remain. O Lord, you by your favor my mountain strength maintain. For whom your face was hidden, I soon was troubled sore. I'll cry to you, Jehovah, the Lord I will implore. Is there in my blood profit when in the grave I dwell? Will dust proclaim your praises, your truth and glory tell? Oh, hear me now, Jehovah, be gracious unto me. To you I cry, Jehovah, oh, now my helper be. You now have turned my sorrow to dancing full of joy. You loosened all my sackcloth and girded me with joy. To you sing psalms my glory and never silent be. O Lord, my God, I'll thank you through all eternity. Psalm 9. Sing praise to the Lord, who in Zion does dwell. Among all the peoples his great doings tell. When blood he avenges, his memory is clear. The cry of the poor never fades from his ear. Lord, see what I suffer from malice and hate. Have mercy, O lift me away from death's gate, that I with the daughter of Zion may voice your praise and in your salvation rejoice. The nations are sunk in the pit they prepared, their foot in the net where they hid is ensnared. The Lord by his judgments has made himself known, he by their own works he hath wicked o'erthrown. The wicked to death's dark abode shall be brought, and all of the nations who God have forgotten no longer the cause of the weak, nor perished forever the hope of the meek. Rise, Lord, that mere man may not make himself strong. Let nations be judged in your presence for wrong. Strike terror within them, O Lord, always then. Let nations know truly that they are mere men. Well, the last one I'm going to sing this morning is 84b, taken from Psalms 84, verses 7 through 12. Advancing still from strength to strength, they go where other pilgrims trod, till each to Zion comes at length and stands before the face of God. Lord God of hosts, my pleading hear, O Jacob's God, to me give ear. Look thou, O God, upon our shield, the face of thine anointed, see, one day within thy courts will yield more good than thousand without thee. I'd rather stand in my God's house than dwell in tents of wickedness. For God the Lord is shield and sun, the Lord will grace and glory give, no good will he withhold from one who does uprightly walk and live. O Lord of hosts, how blessed is he who places all his trust in thee. Innumerable foes attack the child of God. He feels within the weight of sin a grievous, galling load. Temptations, too, without of various kinds assault. Sly snares beset his traveling feet and make him often halt. From sinners and from saint he meets with many a blow. His own bad heart creates him smart, which only God can know. But though the host of hell, but neither weak nor small, one mighty foe deals wondrous woe and hurts beyond them all. The pride, accursed pride, the spirit by God abhorred, do what we will, it haunts us still and keeps us from the Lord. It blows its poisonous breath and bloats the soul with air. The heart uplifts with God's own gifts and makes him in grace a snare. Awake, name, while we sleep, in all we think or speak. It puffs us glad and torments us sad. It holds us, its hold we cannot break. In other ills we find the hand of heaven not slack. Pride only knows to interpose and keep our comforts back. 'Tis hurtful when perceived, when not perceived 'tis worse. Unseen or unseen it dwells within and works by fraud or force. Against its influence pray, it mingles with the prayer. Against it preach, it prompts the speech. Be silent, still 'tis there. In every outward act and every thought within, the heart is drawn to seek applause and mixes all with sin. Thou meek and lowly lamb, this haughty tyrant killed that wounded thee, though thou wast free and grieves thy spirit still. Our condescending God, to whom else shall we go? Remove our pride, whate'er betide, and lay and keep us low. Thy garden is the place where pride cannot intrude, for should it dare to enter there, should soon be drowned in blood. Thy purchased people, gracious Lamb, thou never canst forget. The piercing nails have wrote their name upon thy hands and feet. Satan in vain with rage assails thy dear peculiar ones. For them thy righteousness avails, for them thy blood atones. Vainly against the sheep he strives and wars with the Most High. Their glorious head forever lives, nor can his members die. Jesus shall his elect avenge, nor from his own remove, nor cancel his decree, nor change his everlasting love. A crumb of mercy, Lord, I crave, unworthy to be fed with daunts such as angels have, or with the children's bread. Have mercy on my needy soul, thy peace and pardon give. Thy love can make the wounded whole and bid the dying live. Behold me prostrate at thy gate, do not my suit deny. With longing eyes for thee I wait, O help me or I die. When thou dost give a heart to pray, thou wilt incline thine ear. From me turn not thy face away, but my petition hear. So shall my joyful soul adore the riches of thy grace. No sinner needed merely more that ever sought thy face. Well, may the good Lord be with you all this morning in a special way, and I hope you have a good upcoming weekend. And let us always remember God's unchanging, everlasting grace.